Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time to dig deeper into some company results, and this time from Kumba Iron Ore. The business, which has published its earnings today, saw a significant improvement in its half-year free cash flow, reporting numbers of 7.9 billion rand, declared a favorable dividend of 5.3 billion rand, and fundamentally, through new innovative solutions that they've implemented, has been able to withstand some of the headwinds within the macroeconomic environment. To talk us through the numbers, the operations, and some interesting technology described as UHDMS, Ultra High Dense Medium Separation, we joined by the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, Mpumi Zikalala. Such a pleasure to welcome you to the show, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Kuku. As always, it's fantastic chatting to you.
I'm excited for this conversation because it really does give us some insight into the critical role you play as an iron ore producer and the impact on global economies, really. Overall, looking at your numbers for the last half of the year, I'm assuming much of the market quite impressed with your outcomes given the resilience that you've shown. Maybe talk us through some of the key metrics, largely cash flow, your dividend, and navigating environmental headwinds.
Great, thanks, Kuku. So as a mining company, I always start with safety. And one of the things that I mentioned was the fact that we have now gone for over 9 years without a fatality at Sishen. And that is something that we are proud of because our people are our business and they matter the most to us. In addition to that, I spoke about the fact that production was flat, but we typically align our production to logistics, which is an outcome of the reconfiguration that we drove last year. We were pleased with the fact that our sales volumes increased by 3%, and I've termed that the indication that there's greater stability when it comes to the performance of Transnet. And there's clearly work that is currently taking place to make sure that we can continue improving on this through partnerships with Transnet and the Ore Users Forum. And then on the bottom line, you've mentioned it, Gugu, our return on capital employed was sitting at 48%, our attributable free cash flow at 7.9 billion rand, and our closing net cash was actually sitting at 16.1 billion rand, which is what allowed our board to declare a dividend of 16 rands and 60 cents per share. And in addition to this, you spoke about the dividend that's going to Kumba shareholders, and that's the 5.3 billion rand. But there's an additional dividend that actually goes to our empowerment partners, and that's sitting at 1.9 billion rand. Mm. And this, Kuku, includes our employees through our employee share ownership scheme called Simila, and also our communities through our Sishen Iron Ore Community Development Trust. So overall, we are pleased with the results.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that there has been progress, especially when it comes to the support from the logistics front. And maybe we can zone into that because it's really been in the headlines. Given the stability or stabilizing of logistics regarding Transnet and your participation as Kumba Iron Ore in the concessioning of a key line there, Sishen-Saldanha line, maybe talk to us about the prospects that this does present in terms of improvement in your output and, of course, benefiting from exports here.
So there are two aspects to this. In the short term, there is good work that Kumba, as part of the Ore Users Forum, is doing with Transnet around the execution of what we call the Ore Corridor Restoration Program. And that essentially has looked at the things that need to be fixed, either on the railway line or the port. And together with Transnet, we have constructed a plan. And clearly, we plan to continue working with Transnet around the execution of that plan. And here, credit to all the other companies that form part of this line from an iron ore perspective, and also big credit to Transnet because this is due to them being open to working with us. And clearly credit to government because they are facilitating this through the National Logistics Crisis Committee. And then in addition to this, Kuku, you would have seen that there's a lot that has been said around the potential of private sector participation for the transport and logistics sector. And that is something that we are extremely positive about. So the Department of Transport opened up a request for information phase that closed in May. And they are now currently evaluating the various submissions that they received. And we are all waiting to see what that will translate to in terms of the request for proposal phase. I don't want to speculate on that because we actually need to wait for the actual process that will be initiated by the department. But I'm certainly pleased.
100%. I'm hoping that for a lot of us, we haven't had the opportunity to visit a mine. I've been to a few, and I know that you witness a lot of the processing that does take place. When it comes to iron ore in particular, there's a wide variety of ways within to go about the processing. But I'm keen for us just to explore a lot further. If you can explain to us the efficiency of new investment that you've made in UHDMS processing, the ultra-high-dense medium separation. And maybe you can also talk us through how this really will translate into greater yield in terms of product for your business.
Definitely, Gugu. This is a project that we are exceptionally pleased with. So our board supported the investment of 11.2 billion rand into this ultra-high dense medium separation technology. And simplistically, iron ore is heavy and the rest of the waste material is lighter. And we therefore utilize a special ferrosilicon medium to separate our material on the basis of density. And what this technology does is that it will give us a better product. And that's why our board supported this investment. We are executing this in a phased approach. This year, we are converting two of the existing modules. And over a period of time, going up to 2028, we will essentially do the bulk of the work with what we call the major tie-in to the rest of the plant infrastructure taking place next year. And the benefits are absolutely amazing. This technology will allow us to treat lower grade material. So material that would have otherwise been discarded into waste will actually be treated. And we, even with us doing that, we'll actually get better premium products, which is what our customers desire, so it gets a tick in terms of that. The other thing is that because it allows us to treat lower grade material, overall it will allow us to reduce our costs and as a result, give us the optionality to extend the life of Sishen. And for me, what excites me the most about this is that that life of mine extension links directly to the benefits to our communities because when a mine operates for longer, through the extension of life, we get to continue making a positive contribution to our communities, and they actually matter the most to us. Yeah. So overall, fantastic technology, and it builds on the solid foundation that I've spoken about. I spoke about, you know, the dividends that we paid. Yes. I spoke about the dividends to our empowerment partners, which include our communities. And something else that I spoke about is the overall shared value that has gone to multitudes of stakeholders. And there is a high number of 25.9 billion rand that's benefiting all South Africans.
Beautiful transition of mining institutions like Kumba with a rich history in the country. Mpumi, I'm aware you have to go, but just a very brief question. We've improved on the logistics, we're improving on production, but I'm keen to get your thoughts on markets. And this is largely on the backdrop of the news flow that we find ourselves in being the global trade environment. You largely export to various global markets, but largely China, Japan and others within the East. I'm just keen to understand if, you know, these global relationships will still be maintained by your business despite some of the headwinds we face?
Yeah, Coco, I think most probably everyone is talking about the dynamics that we are seeing overall at the moment. We certainly saw the softening of the markets in the first half, primarily driven by the slowdown in the property sector in China. But even with that, we also saw that China actually exported some of its steel products into other countries. Clearly, one of the key factors that you are referring to is the fact that overall, the markets are interconnected. So as Kumba, we do not sell directly to the US, but because of the connection of the various parts of the global trade, we are essentially looking at what could potentially be the second order impacts of everything that's currently taking place. And we'll continue tracking that very, very closely. In line with that, however, what we fundamentally have decided to focus on as a business is the space that's linked to the things that we control. So we can control the aspect of us being competitive when it comes to our cost in the business. And I'm super proud of our teams for the work that they've been doing in the space. And we can also control the aspect of investments into the right areas that will allow us to fetch better premiums relative to our competitors. And again, that's why we are investing in the ultra-high dense medium separation project. And we will continue doing this simply because clearly, even though the headwinds will always be there, we also need to essentially look at how we create our own pathways when it comes to how we differentiate ourselves from a growth perspective.
Definitely. Mam Sigalala, siyabulela kakhulu. Thank you so much for your time.
Siyabonga sis.
That is Mpumi Sigalala, the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, giving us a sterling overview of the company's results. And for many of us, we might not interact with iron ore as a product, right? But it's a rock and a critical metal that is used essentially in the production of steel. So if you think about anything that has to do with infrastructure, this is where Kumba Iron Ore excels. They export and mine essentially these goods, export them down to international markets, as you've heard, largely in the East, China, Japan, South Korea. But of course, that's also produced to ensure that not only do they build their big buildings and towers and infrastructure projects in those markets, but also further export their steel rods and infrastructure tools to international markets across the globe. But it's a critical role that the business does serve, as you've heard, also contributing to economies. And now, through partnerships with key players like Exxaro and a few other players in the industry, also contributing to the logistics partnership that Transnet has invited them on board with. Interesting space to be in, right? Just when you thought mining was boring? It's an interesting space. Share your thoughts with us. 0636880959.
Hi, Gugu. Oh my God, what a pleasant surprise. Kumba Iron Ore has a black woman as a CEO. I should have known, right? Because everything where black women touch turns to gold. I absolutely love it. I'm like, this excites me. That's all I want to say. I'm happy.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.